Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now here's Bjorn Lloydsted, and I'm Fudd Klugman with another Woodland Escape.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a shorty here and explain something I thought I was onto here with a perfect goose deterrent. It's kind of a new problem that people have been having. If you live lakeside or have a pond in your yard,
anywhere in your body of water.
Yeah, the geese, they just keep multiplying.
They do.
In the last few years up at the Gull River, we'll arrive at the cabin and the yard will be just full of goose poop.
Indeed.
And even sometimes on the dog leg right section of my dad's homemade dock. And it just, I mean, and it's so big, I'm thinking, did somebody's small little, you know, dog come and visit our dock? And
absolutely.
Let go, but no, it's the geese and there's feathers all around and everything. So I thought it was time to sort of look up what to do about the geese infestation.
Indeed.
My dad has a little tiny, what do you call those pinwheel things? It's a colorful little wheel blows in the wind. And frankly, hasn't really been doing the job. So.
Right.
So I came up with this great idea. I'll make something that moves on the lawn and spins, and even included a little mylar, you know, that sparkly material.
Absolutely.
I think birds
sparkling
are afraid of that. Some vineyards even use strips of mylar on their vines. Or somewhere near the vineyard to keep birds away because it gives them the danger sense of fire,
okay,
or something like
sure,
that. That's what
that.
We were told on a trip out in California once. But anyway, I wanted to make something that was kind of nice, kind of cute, and functional at the same time.
A little kitschy and yet serving a purpose.
I'll be honest, I was looking online. Well, what if they had some kind of cabin country themed outdoorsy,
here
hunting, fishing kind
absolutely.
Of thing to put in the lawn and keep the geese off the lawn at the same time.
But carving a niche market for yourself, Fudd.
Yeah,
indeed.
I thought so. So the idea I had was to get that waterproof, like garage sale signage you can get at any like hardware store.
Absolutely.
Do-it-yourself store.
Waterproof.
And I thought, well, I would cut the shape of a fishing lure.
There we go.
And paint it. Stick a wire through it and it would spin if you got the right gizmo washers
weather
to hold it on.
Conditions and all
so
good stuff.
I did put a lot of thought into this and it was even fun. I painted it. One of them is the old river runt, like the head and river runt.
Absolutely, the red and white.
Yeah, red and
two
white.
Two sets of treble hooks.
With the big yellow and black eye.
Oh, yes.
And for a while I thought, well, how can I make fake treble hooks? I thought even taking coat hanger hooks and cutting them off and painting them silver and let them hang down. And I thought, let's get some Mylar strips.
Amen.
It would sparkle and maybe have the same effect.
Flow in the
on
breeze,
the
scare yes. them away.
Like, what is that?
Fire.
There's a big eye.
A burning river runt.
And the the river runt is spinning and sparkling and it's going to keep me away. So I put them up there on the cabin on the shore. It's a steep bank. And then we went home, and my dad went up a short time afterwards and was impressed with how they... Oh, boy, those look really nice. In fact, I'm concerned that somebody might want to come and steal those.
Oh,
you got a good idea there.
No,
nobody did. And when we came up, we did see a little goose poop in the yard. Not very much, but most of it was on the dock, actually. So my wife and I thought, well, maybe they're working, but we have to get them closer to on the dock. So, on the night before we left, I put the yellow one with the red polka dots on it right on the dock. And I woke up the next morning, and there was poop all over the dock. So it just didn't work.
I'm laughing with you, Fudd, not laughing at you.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. You know, I mean, I was thinking, too. I was talking to my wife. Well, maybe I should, you know, as I get these into the patent office. And
here we go.
We can mass produce these and offer them on Cabin Country to our listeners. Have a Cabin Country mug in one hand, and you can be out putting your special fishing lure Cabin Country goose deterrent spinning in the wind. But unfortunately, at least these haven't worked. So it's back to the drawing board, and we'll have to think of something else. But
you got some proud images you'll be displaying too, right, for the viewers to look at.
That's
the
right.
Facebook page for Cabin Country and see just exactly how
exactly you can
they right. deterred.
Boy, those are impressive. I'd like to maybe get one of those, but then I have to be honest and put the photos on that show all the crap all over the dock. And
it was well covered. It was impressive.
Oh, well, what do you
those
do?
Geese were testing their gastrointestinal tracts all over the dogleg right. So.
Yes. There are other options out there if you're really concerned. I've heard that putting a pair of swan decoys early in the spring.
Early in the season. Kind of a
clean
territory.
It's a territory thing.
The swans are here. They're bigger.
Yes.
We'll stay away.
And the geese might just say, well, we'll have to move on here.
Right.
So that's one option. Although when I, again, was looking online, it's like $100 for a pair of these decoys. And
wow.
I'm not somebody to shy away from spending money if I think something's going to work. But at the same time, I thought, oh, there's got to be a fun do-it-yourself project here.
Absolutely.
You know, so the other effective thing I think that works is running monofilament line, stake out monofilament line along the shore. I did see some, in fact, over at the Little Pine Resort, if you remember that, right across from my cousin Doug's shack up
Absolutely.
There. They've got pink plastic tape. I don't even know what it's
almost
used
like police
for.
Tape. Like,
yeah.
Do not cross this line.
It's only about an inch wide.
Yeah. Right.
You just stay away from here. But
nothing to see here.
They had really wrapped that around the dock posts, and it looked like a physical as well as a visual barrier. Stay out of here, geese. But, you know, they have a little beach spot that they've taken care to clean, and so it seems to be working for them, so that might be the answer for us.
One other thought, Fudd, might be just investing in one of those poured plastic large raptors and...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of screwing it to a post that you attach to the dock. Like, well, you can come on up, but there's a bald eagle sitting here just watching you.
Well, yes. I even have an owl in my shed.
An owl.
And the thing of it is that if they don't move, some of the decoy owls' heads move.
Okay.
Some of them, I think, even make noises. I've heard noises are also something that should somehow be emitted to scare the geese. But, if it doesn't move, you'll literally get bird crap on it, because they'll land, you know, some birds will just land right on it. Well, it just looks like a nice landing spot.
You could have a life-size statue of a bald eagle that, you know, will, with any movement, start singing, "Let Your Love Flow" at about 90 decibels.
Back in autumn breeze.
All distorted.
Coming through
high-pitched.
A small speaker. Yeah. Crackling.
We're out of here.
Oh, God, the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah.
Who knows? They like yacht rock. They're going to hang out.
Yeah, maybe.
You never can tell.
So the bird, the raptors, unless it moves, they do have decoys that kind of, they're like almost like a little windsock.
Okay.
In the shape of a bird. Like some geese decoys, in fact, are used. Like
I've seen those, yes.
You just stake them in the ground, and their bodies are like a hollow
tent-like
material.
They kind of inflate and move with the wind.
That'd be kind of funny.
It's a thought.
Could even do that.
Like, there you go.
This dock taken by non-pooping geese that some move in the wind. So there's that, and I did even look at some of the, like, you can get a little wolf or coyote or fox decoy.
Yes.
But once again, if it doesn't move,
it's sitting static.
You can look those up, and you'll see people reviewing. Didn't work. You know, I even moved it every day, but the geese still came up. So.
Did a cast off the dock and slid right into the lake. Gangway for a miracle.
So there you go. The battle continues, and don't want to cause anything harm, and they've got a right to, you know, propagate and all that, but just like to, you know, please don't poop here.
Well, our early spring trip, Fudd, involved a little raking of the yard as there was manure aplenty all over the place. And exactly, I thought, gosh, one of your neighbors got a Maltese or something that they're just letting run through the yard? Or Bichon Frise? Oh, these are geese. That's right. Okay.
And there's just so much of it.
They get their money's worth, to say the very least.
They do. Well, moving on to other things, we thought we'd take this opportunity to kind of let you know what's in the queue here at Cabin Country.
Waiting in Cabin Country.
We just had
upcoming episodes.
Great pleasure of spending a couple of hours with Stan Tequila, who's a great naturalist and wildlife photographer and
author, radio personality.
Yes,
he's the deal, man. He's the goods when it comes to all things plants, birds, fish. I mean, he's the premier Minnesota naturalist. If I hope I'm not stepping on anyone else's toes by referring to Stan Tequila as kind of the godfather of all things outdoors. You know, my favorite book for wildflower walks when I'm up at camp is I bring along Stan's Wildflowers of Minnesota, and when I'm trying to figure out what bird it is I'm hearing, out comes the two CD set. His parabolic mic recordings are crystal clear, and yeah, it's outstanding. So that was a great conversation with Stan. We've got, I think, two
episodes worth, I think.
Absolutely.
So you can look forward to that
all
soon.
All things Stan.
Also, some other things coming up, too.
There are. In fact, kind of a must-stop shop, if you will, for a lot of people heading north. Into Cabin Country is the iconic meat market. You know, their webpage even says we were voted Minnesota's best meat market. And as a frequent customer, I will agree wholeheartedly. We'll be chatting with Thielen's Meats out of Piers, Minnesota.
Excellent.
Which is a, like I said, I proudly wear one of their caps when we're out in the field doing some of our interview work, and you will acknowledge this as well, Fudd. I've gotten lots of comments. Oh my gosh, Thielen's. Oh, yeah, wow. I haven't been there for a while. I gotta get to Piers, you know.
It's excellent stuff.
So Thielen's coming up, and then we're going to head south, actually, Fudd. We're going to drive south down towards the Iowa border to chat with the purveyors of Spring Grove Soda Company. And that'll be coming up, too. So if you're kind of a fan of a good root beer or possibly the all-time favorite between Fudd and myself, a classic black cherry.
Oh, yes.
Boy, Spring Grove Soda Company makes some real wonders. So we'll be talking to them as well. Those are going to be in the wings. And if you're patient, and I hope you are, as we sometimes move a little slower than some podcasts, but, you know, we put our heart into it.
And, slow and steady wins the race.
And so, yes, there will be a trip down to Spring Grove, Minnesota to talk with Spring Grove Soda Company. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Thielen's prior to that, and then Spring Grove, and then who knows from there.
That's right.
Plenty of could-be, would-be opportunities to interview.
So much out there in Cabin Country.
Iconic places out in Cabin Country, but absolutely, that's in the wings. So, and the good news for us, of course, is that means if we're headed up Highway 10 again to talk with good people at Thielen's, that also means we get to hang out on the Gull River for a couple days and
wet
a line, make a few pots of coffee, and
leave our troubles behind
for a couple
of days.
Get back out in the tracker and see if we can't reclaim that old Arbogast jitterbug. That I'm gonna go to my deathbed, Fudd, saying that 4 pound smallmouth bass, 4 pounds, at least 4 pounds, snapped off my line as it came up alongside the boat and jumped in the water to show me, yep, stuck in my face, I hate you. And then off he went, so...
Yes, we're going to do our best to reclaim that. Maybe even the rebel is up there somewhere.
It could be. Somewhere in a backwater. There it is, blue and silver and plastic and vintage 1960s. The rebel. I want it back. Then some interesting things we're going to offer up to. Real moments of the... Sorry, let me try that again.
That's right.
I wrote the darn... Real stories of the outdoors agents.
Oh, yes. Exciting new adventure.
New adventure there, and... And there's a quiz show out there somewhere in the near future. I'm hoping we can get Buck Fielding back to participate in that.
Oh, yes.
And let's not forget those classic moments in Cabin Country literary history.
Literary moments.
Bits and pieces of great literature. Sort of rewritten from a Cabin Country perspective. But that's all in the wings and coming your way soon when you join us next time on Cabin Country.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.